Blog Talk Radio. This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement: to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not. And I just realized I was speaking all this time, and I was on mute. What a night. So I started the program by saying I am grateful to be here because it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day where I am tonight. And I spent the entire day out, so I am grateful to be able to make it in time to do the program. And I really enjoyed being out. We've had a very long winter, and now spring is finally, the weather is finally taking a turnaround to give us some beautiful spring weather before summer gets here. And so I am grateful for spending the day and, enjoying the weather. And we have so many reasons to be blessed. So many reasons, whether it is raining, whether it is a blizzard, whether it is sunny, we have things to be thankful for, and we should always be thankful regardless to what is going on in our life. So Matt Redman, on his 10,000 Reasons album, Bless the Lord. And I'm going to go get myself my cup of tea. My name is Blaze. I am your host saying enjoy Bless the Lord by Matt Redman. I will be right back.
Bless the fears fade, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
favorites. And I don't know about you, but you know, when I'm going through something, you know, every once in a while you find yourself down, you find yourself feeling out of it, you know, you find yourself questioning yourself, questioning your life, questioning your motives for doing things. I always like to check to make sure that I am doing things for the right reasons. And if I'm not to correct myself, now that I'm perfect, I am far from perfect. Reason why I need to check myself, because if I was perfect, I wouldn't need to check myself. But that is just one of the things that I do, because I am on a mission to be real, to be authentic, to be the woman that God created me to be. You know, when you're a young woman and you are living life in a world that is constantly telling you that you need to have a this and you need to have a that, and if you're not this, you're not worthy of, and you know, always putting you in a box. And I, don't get me wrong, I know that God created Adam and Eve. So therefore, God had a purpose and a plan when he first created man, and then he said it wasn't good, and then he created woman. I know this to be so because the Bible tells me that it is so. But growing up, and even now as an adult, I see it in women, and I see it in parents. Teaching your daughters or teaching your sons that the priority You know, one of the things that I came to understand is when a young woman goes to college or a young man goes to college, the thing is not to just graduate with a college degree, but to graduate with a significant other. And that's nothing's wrong with having that significant other. But what that does is it puts pressure on young people who may not quite be ready for the responsibility of what it takes to be in that kind of a relationship. And so you have girls who are running wild, and they call them promiscuous without knowing the reason behind it, because some of them are doing it simply because, believe it or not, they were trained to do it. They would, and you'll say to me, well, who would possibly train? Well, if a young girl is being abused at an early age, what else does she know? Her value becomes from being promiscuous. And so when she comes out of that type of relationship and society is telling her that you need to have, you get my drift? I'm going to stop right there because I'm smelling that my snack that I put in the toaster oven, I'm smelling it because I totally forgot about it because this is not what I had planned to speak about, but somehow that's what came out. I'll be right back.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story.
10th Avenue North, Control.
Somehow you want me, or how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. Heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me.
Yes. 10th Avenue North, control. You know, before the break, I was talking about how women are taught to add value to themselves by getting a spouse. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, because that is how God created us to live. He said he gives the woman as the helpmate to the man. He commanded her to respect her husband. He commanded him to love his wife as Christ loved the church. But one thing God also commanded, and Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that's King James Version. And tonight I am reading that out of BibleGateway.com, because I went to Bible study and I took my Bible from my office with me. So I don't have my Bible, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you see, ladies, young men, brothers, sisters, if the first thing, and I'm speaking to myself, because had I understand these things when I was a young woman, who knows? But when you seek God first, when you put God first, and a lot of us say we put God first without even understanding what it truly means to put God first. When you understand the meaning of putting God first in your life, it takes a whole, it has a whole different definition. Because if you put God first, then every choice that you make for the rest of your life will be based on godly principles. And no one is perfect. But when you base your decisions on godly principles, it saves you. It saves you a lot of pain and confusion. Tonight we at Bible study, Pastor is discussing, we are reading Proverbs. And I just realized I have my phone right next to me. Here goes my Bible. And, you know, it's funny how we read our Bibles and we don't really read our Bibles. I love Proverbs, but sometimes Proverbs can be very, very confusing if you don't take the time to decipher what you are reading. And so we were reading Proverbs chapter 2 today. And One of the things Pastor said was to listen, to ask for godly wisdom, to hang around people who are doing the right things, to always do the right things. And when he said that, it hit me that I always say that to my children, especially to my daughter. I always say to her, no matter what, always do what's right. Because, you see, I thought, and I tried, but when I was in Bible study today listening to this, and I thought to myself, have I always done what's right? No. Every once in a while, I slip. So if I slip, do I ask God to forgive me? Do I confess my sins, as the Bible has said? Do I say, Lord, I have sinned against you and only you? Because that's how the Bible asks us to confess our sins. I have sinned against you and only you. Because even when you do something to someone, you're sinning against God. And the answer to that is no, not always. Not always. But before I burn my other tackle, you know, I like to toast my tacos, the soft ones really dry, and eat it with hummus, and that's what I fell for. So before I burn my other tacos, I will take a break right here and Wonder
One,
by Hillsong.
Two,
I'll
three,
be right back.
Four.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of the sight? As the eyes begin to open and the blindness sees the light.
Have so say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. Lift in living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the earth's second light? Come out of the water with your lamp behind. If you have something, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. First in a living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light.
Walking in light. Oh, I'm so
program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.
Having a right start to your day is important. The morning sets the tone for the rest of the day. Taking the right supplements can help you enjoy an active, healthy lifestyle. There is one product that can give you just that. A right start that will help you look and feel great. The Right Start family of products contain the essential vitamins and minerals necessary for good nutrition with the added benefit of 4-Life Transfer Factor. Right Start addresses the specific health support needs that are unique to men, women, and kids and teens. With the all-in-one nutrition of Right Start, it is no longer necessary to research supplements and purchase several different products in order to meet your essential daily needs. 4-Life has done the work for you. That's why using Right Start can save you time and money. Both Right Start men and Right Start women include the immune system support of patent-protected 4-Life Transfer Factor Plus Trifactor Formula. 4-Life's bio-EFA with CLA that contains essential fatty acids such as omega-3s and omega-6. And our exclusive Life C formula that provides 5 different sources of vitamin C. Plus, Right Start contains a complex blend of antioxidants from more than 20 different sources. Each of these has the immune system protects your body. It is essential for survival. When your immune system works the way it should, you can feel well. Your immune system is evolving every day as it fights the host of health threats in today's modern world.
4-Life Transfer Factor is nature's way of strengthening your immune system. 4-Life Transfer Factor educates your immune cells. 4-Life Transfer Factor supports your immune system's ability to recognize, respond to, and remember potential health threats. When you feel healthy, you can live your best possible life.
Yes. To get any one of these products, give me a call, 315-333-2377. 4-Life products can also be purchased on www.thenumber4thewoodlife.com/BLASE. My name is Blaze. I am your host, and tonight was supposed to be the Money Matters segment of this program. However, you know me, I let spirit lead, and for some reason, I had Money Matters went out the window tonight, and I started talking about putting God first and the values that women are taught, children, young ladies are taught, and how we get our values, and how we have, no matter what, we have 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord. That God is in control, and sometimes we are so busy wanting to be loved, needing to be loved, not realizing that the love that we are looking for is already inside us. And I read Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on to you. See, we're so busy looking for love, and we're so busy looking for the right guy. We're so busy looking for money. We're so busy looking for the right job that we have no time for the one source that can provide everything we need or everything we want that is good for us. And sometimes we already have it, but because we are looking everywhere else, we do not see it. We have young girls who are dressing so provocatively. Oh gosh, now I'm having a tongue twister. Okay, you know what? Provocative. Oh no, I'm having a tongue twister. They are dressing so provocative. In order to get attention. And as I stated earlier, not every young woman is prepared for the attention she's looking for. Not every young woman knows how to handle the attention that she's looking for. And so you find yourself devastated based on your life experiences because you was looking in the wrong place. You was pushing too hard. And then you have the young men, just because a young woman is dressing provocatively, they think, well, she must be loose, is the term that they use. And so they treat her with disrespect. You have so many things in this world that no matter where you turn, somebody or something is trying to seduce you into doing something that you have no business doing, that you're not prepared for, that you don't quite understand. But because you want to be loved and you want to be accepted, you find yourself in situations that pulls you in many directions. And by the time you, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you have absolutely no idea who you are anymore. And then you begin to hate yourself. You begin to look down on yourself, so you begin to abuse yourself as everybody else because you think, well, that's what you deserve. Truth is, you deserve so much more. You deserve to be treated in such a manner as the daughter of a king, because that's what you are. Young man, you deserve to be treated as the son of a king, because that's what you truly are. Because when we are children, based on your culture, where you grew up, who you grew up with, your spiritual diet, if you are lucky enough to have one, maybe consisted of saying a prayer in the morning and a prayer at night, asking God for something and asking God why didn't he give it to you. Your spiritual diet doesn't have Thank you for the bless. Thank you for the prayer you did not answer that I had no idea would not serve me right. Your spiritual diet does not have. Thank you, Lord, for taking this person out of my life, for they may not have been the right person for me. And if you're lucky, and I say lucky because that's what I guess most people would call it. But it would be better to say if you are wise and blessed and feeling blessed, you will understand that a prayer not answered is also blessing. You would understand even a disappointment is a blessing. Because in everything in life, there is a lesson. And when the relationship go bad, you would stop and take stock of your life. When you come out of a bad situation, you would stop and take stock of the situation you just came out of instead of just jumping right back. You know, there is a saying, you jump out of the pan into the fire, and we repeat the patterns over and over and over again without realizing that we are doing something that we were conditioned to do. Because let's face it, you do what you learned, you know, and what you learn is what you was raised with, whether it's from your parents, the people next door, the friends you hang out with, whether you think it or not. A lot of the things we walk around saying, this is who I am, has absolutely nothing to do with you. You don't even know how you got it. If you had to sit down and break it down, you couldn't even understand how you got there in the first place and how it became a part of you, because it's not your stuff. It's not yours. We walk around as human beings from the day we were born, gathering things. We're collecting stuff. We're collectors. There are some that are very fortunate that are able, they can detach and they could eliminate. And some, not so fortunate because they need to be attached, have the stuff. And you look around and you see stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, not realizing that stuff is rooted from something different than what you're seeing on the outside. It's rooted on the inside. You see, everything that you see outside has to start from somewhere, and everything that starts from the inside is going to be reflected on the outside. I can only use myself because I can't talk about anybody else, but I could tell you that based on learning these things, I'm not the same woman that I was 2 years ago, or the same woman that I was 10 years ago, much less the young woman that I was 25, 40, 50 years ago. No, I'm not. She has evolved. And the more I evolved, and the more I examine me, my behavior, I pay attention to my offsprings and see them see me through them. I can see in them what they picked up from me that they have no idea they picked up from me, but they think it's their stuff. And when I try to, they'll get upset with me because I don't understand, but I'm looking at my stuff. And my siblings will say to me sometimes, they see my mother, they hear my mother in me. It's not my stuff. Not everything that I carry is my stuff. So not everything that you carrying around that you think is your stuff is your stuff. It is not your stuff. It is not your stuff. Not your stuff. And I really don't know why Spirit took me here, but it's not our stuff, guys. It's not our stuff. And as I'm saying this, I'm remembering the workshop that I attended with Ian LaVanzant a few weeks ago. Let it go. Let it go. And Ian was speaking about the very same thing. In her wonderful way of telling her story. It's not our stuff. It's not your stuff. It's not my stuff. It wasn't my mother's stuff. It wasn't my grandmother's stuff. It was something that has been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And at some point, we have to say enough is enough. And I'm speaking about women and young men and the things that we do. But when you think about it, as I'm talking about it, it's not just about relationships. It's also about the stuff with racism and sexism and we picked up a whole lot of stuff, man. Some people hate you. They don't even know why. You have white people who hate black people and don't know why, and black people who hate white people and don't know why, and Spanish people who hate black people and don't know why, and Jews hate this and wow. We sure picked up a lot of stuff. We sure picked up a lot of stuff. Men walking around calling women bitches and hoes and sluts and calling men dogs and we sure picked up a whole lot of stuff. We sure did pick up a whole lot of stuff. And in the midst of all of that, we are commanded to love each other. We are commanded to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We are commanded to forgive each other. We are commanded to support and love and be there for one another. Donnie McLaughlin and Yolanda Adams, the prayer. Thank you.
where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day.
Your host Blaze, and I'm gonna summarize this with you are what you think. You are what you think you are. You are what you think. So, who do you think you are, and what do you think you are? Because if you think you are a child of God, if you think you are the daughter of a king, the son of a king, then you do not need to put yourself in any kind of compromising position to be loved, find love. And if for some reason you found yourself in a situation where you're abused, and you became promiscuous because that's all you ever knew, and you thought that that was your worth and that was your value and that was what God made you for, or that's who you are, God still got you. He still loves you. And you are still the child of a king. And he still can clean you up and make you whole. But you have to want to be whole. You have to want to be whole. I don't know who this message is for. I don't care if 1,000 people don't hear this. As long as the person who this is for hears it. my work is done here. You are who you think you are. You are what you think you are. So start thinking of yourself as the person God created you to be, and you will be that person. Regardless to what you're going through right now or what you have been through, because what God has written, one of my favorite verses in The King and I, so it is written, and it's in the Bible. Just don't remember which verse. It's easier for me to remember it from The King and I. So it is written, so it shall be done. Ooh, my name is Blaze. I am your host. Today is May 1st. May 1st, 2018. And I leave you with, be blessed, Yolanda Adams. God bless you. I love you. Hold your head up. No matter what. And I have one correction. I was not warming up a taco. I was warming up a tortilla. I like to toast my tortillas and crunch on them. So, just a correction. Yolanda Adams, be blessed. Ciao.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out. 'Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and time. Was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. 'Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf that if he would be there for you, I want you to
be blessed. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. I pray that your soul will be.
This program is being brought to you by I Am a Success Story. Our mission statement, to empower each other to accept ourselves in a world that is constantly trying to make us something we are not.